How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Cats are born hunters. They are. It's hardwired into cats to hunt, search, pounce. It's they cannot help it. They're born that way. Well, being indoors, how do they have the opportunity to do that? Now, I am not advocating for you saying, okay, indoor cats, go outside. In fact, they're safer indoors and they live longer, healthier lives. So then how do we feed our cats? Dr. Elizabeth Bales has come up with a better idea than anything we are doing today. We'll also talk with Dr. Teresa DePorter, veterinary behaviorist, about how our pets are behaving when we're not watching. So when we're not home, what are our pets doing? And is there a way we can find out? Turns out there is. And even when we are with our pets and we're exercising with our pets, how much exercise are they really getting? Well, she's going to be technical here and talk. She is going to become our gadget girl. She's going to be talking about all these gadgets that are now commonly available that can answer those questions. And I also have some of the wackiest pet names you've ever heard. Nationwide Insurance said they're a pet insurer, and they said, you have wacky pet names? We want to know what they are, and we want to know what you think of those names. Well, I have the wackiest names. I mean, you won't believe what people have named their pets. And most of all, we're here to help you. 866-554-PETS. Pets have behavior problems, maybe because they have a wacky name. I am here to help you. 866-554-7387. To New York State of Mind, it's Frank. You're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. What's up?
Well, we have a little problem. We adopted a little dog about 4 years ago, and she's very friendly. And she loves people, and she rolls over and she runs. She's just an adorable little girl. When she sees other dogs, she thinks she's a 150-pound pit bull. She's tough. When she goes to the groomer, she's fine.
Yeah.
When she's leaving the groomer, she goes nuts.
Watch out.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know, but it most likely is fear. You know, the best offense is a strong, no, the best defense is a strong offense. That's right. So, and that's essentially what your dog is doing. Your dog has learned, as a lot of smaller dogs do, you know, they're intimidated about something. Listen, if you walk down the street and how tall are you, Frank?
6 feet.
6 feet. So if every person you saw was 18 feet tall, you might be intimidated a bit too. And that's all that's going on with our smaller dogs. Often, not always. is that they learn that when they go rah, 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 and act themselves intimidating, then the offender will back off. Well, the offender might not even be an offender. The dog might not even care about your dog, but your dog wants to know that. Then that dog backs off and it works. So if it works once, your dog's going to do it even more the second time and even more maybe the third time. So what we can do is use distraction. Give your dog something else to focus on, something else to do, and also at the same time create a positive association with other dogs. So when you're walking down the street, now leaving a groomer is a tougher place because that's also a small enclosed place, I presume. And that makes it even more challenging. So I wouldn't start there. I would start actually in the home. Have your dog, teach your dog to pay attention to you when you say, watch me, look at me, whatever you want to say. Hold a treat by your side, low to the dog. And when you say this, give your dog that treat. Then lift your arm closer and closer to your face so the dog is actually watching you when you say, watch me. And then give the dog a treat. Once your dog has it down indoors without any distraction, and that could take a matter of hours, but do it repeatedly for several days to make sure your dog has it. Then take it outside. And when another dog is down the block and your dog is unconcerned because your dog, that other dog is so far away, that's when you begin doing it. And you do it again and again and again. And over time, you do it more often when the other dog is closer. So your dog will actually learn that when your dog sees another dog, two things happen. One is I get a treat, and the other thing is I'm trained to look up at you. And if they're looking up at you and they're chomping down on a treat, they're not barking, presumably. And also, over time, what you're doing, in theory, is you're teaching your dog to have a positive association about other dogs. Now, your dog may never be excited about seeing these other dogs on the street, but at least your dog will be neutral, at best, about seeing these other dogs. Does my explanation make sense?
Yes, it sounds good. It sounds plausible. You know, but she even chases squirrels. Like when we let it loose in the yard and she sees a squirrel or a bird, she goes after them. She thinks she's a hunting dog.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a moving object. If your dog, what breed did you say your dog is specifically?
A Shih Tzu.
Okay. So Shih Tzus were not, they're not terriers, but, you know, so if you were to say I have a terrier, I would say that's what your dog was bred to do. But all dogs are still dogs, and a moving object is still a moving object, and it's fun to chase. And they're somewhat hardwired to do it as well, being the fact that they are dogs. So that's absolutely normal behavior. If you don't like that behavior, don't leave your dog in a yard without having a leash on the dog.
Well, you know, if she would, and she even chased another dog, a small dog her size,
uh-huh,
that, like a Chihuahua type,
sure,
of dog, and she cornered the dog, and then when the dog was cornered, the dog started to growl back, and then she stopped, and they were like face to face, and then I stepped in, and I picked her up and defused the situation. I don't know that if she wants to play, you know, with them. But like I said, if we're in the car and she sees a dog across the street, just could be 200 feet away, she just goes wild, you know.
So in sure. So in the car, what you can do is stuff low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese without salt when it goes with the peanut butter, and without xylitol, an artificial sweetener. Any dog treats that you know your dog likes, but something that really will keep your dog occupied. Stuff inside a sterilized bone or any of the toys, and there are a myriad of toys out there, including most famously Kong toys, but there are many out there that you can do this with. If your dog is chewing on something and busy working on something, your dog's not going to be barking. So I will get personal. Are you married there, Frank?
Yeah. Am I married?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you're in the midst of doing a crossword puzzle. Is it as likely that you're going to have an argument with your wife about what she's cooking for dinner if you're very busy doing something else? So if your dog is very busy doing something else, I don't even know that I needed that analogy, but if your dog is doing something else, if your dog is doing something, your dog isn't doing what you don't want your dog to do. So if your dog is busy on the seat of the car going trying to get that treat from the toy, then your dog is not looking out the window barking at other dogs if the treat is good enough.
Well, she sits in, on the console in the truck, you know, and she's like a scanner. and she knows that when she goes in the truck, because we take her with us all the time.
Yeah, good.
And she jumps up in between the seats, and it's like a game with her. And she scans, and you could see her just looking left to right. Like,
well,
her main ambition is to focus on other dogs.
So if you don't mind the behavior, you could let her have her main ambition. It's self-reinforcing for the dog. If you do mind the behavior, my advice should solve the problem. So, you know, what is a problem to one person isn't necessarily a problem to someone else. So it depends if it bothers you or not. As far as the walking down the street part, let us know if that helps or not. Feel free to call back anytime, Frank.
Great. Thank you so much for your help. And I'm going to try it. You know, even though she scans, we're going to try to de-scan her.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you. There goes Frank, a caring dog owner. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. You can also find me on Facebook. Like me. Go to my fan page. If you're on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. Just click on Pages and then type in my name, Steve Dale. You'll find my fan page. Or you could do facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. In any which case, I want to see you on my fan page, where incidentally I post articles about all sorts of pet-related stories, including this one, some of the wackiest pet names, and you'll hear some of those next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Nationwide Insurance did this. They're a pet insurer. I'm a fan of pet insurance, by the way. And they asked for some of the wackiest pet names of people who are insured by the company, and I thought I'd read some of them to you because, indeed, they are wacky. They actually voted for the top five. Here are some of the runner-up dog names. One named after me, apparently, Dale Junebug Jr. Is that about me? I don't think so. Doc Holliday, Dog Marley, Governor Clarence Bumblesnout. How do you call your dog on the other... Hey, a governor! Maybe that's how they call their dog. Ozzie Pawsborn. I'm surprised that wasn't one of the finalists. The finalists are, from five up to number one, Farrah Pawsett, Empress Tuzu, Choo Choo Boo Boo, Cheesebro, and Duncan Butterbeans. Who would call their dogs any of these things? All right, for cats, some of the runner-ups, the Princess Sophia Bean III Esquire. How do you call your cat then? If you just say Princess, I suppose. Wait, Princess Sophia Bean, the third Esquire, come here. I mean, Stinky Poo Poo seems insulting. Ms. Meowgy, not to be confused with the famous Miss Meowski, who we frequently have on the show. Duchess Mouse McMittens, Chicken Pants, and again, one I'm surprised was not among the top five, Winston Churchill. I think that's clever. The top five are Jabba the Butt, Isaac Mouton, 50 Shades of Graham, Dog, Hey Dog, and it's a cat, Little Booty. Those are the top five cat names as well as dog names. For further information about all this and to see all sorts of pet stories, check out my blog at stevedale.tv. I agree with Dr. Elizabeth Bales, who says we are feeding our cats all wrong. But then, how should you do it? She'll explain that next.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Elizabeth Bales is brilliant. What you've done, I'm serious about this. What you've done is you've taken and applied something that myself, in all honesty, and several veterinarians have been talking about at veterinary conferences, animal welfare conferences, for several years. And you've said, okay, these guys might make some sense, but I'm going to do something about it, and you have. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This all has to do, and if you have a cat, friends, pay attention, this all has to do with the way our cats eat. And it turns out we've kind of been feeding them, I'm going to take your line here, we feed them more like people than we do like cats. Explain.
So like you, I was on the other side of the chair while people like you lectured to me. And I would hear about the how we feed cats is just as important as what we feed cats. And I get this incredible science. Cats are solitary hunters. They want to hunt and eat alone. Cats should be eating multiple small meals a day and interacting with their prey when they eat it. And I would get all this terrific information. Then add on top of it, we know when they're not getting fed that way, that results in redirect that innate hunting instinct into things we don't like. That stress can make them urinate outside the litter box. It can make them have skin disease. It can make them not get along with their housemates or with you. The list goes on, and it makes perfect sense when you analyze it. That's the central part of their life, And when we don't care for it properly, they act out in a variety of ways that we don't like. They're kind of crying for help.
And we also... They're meowing for help. And also we have a nation filled with overweight and obese cats. And a part of that, a good part of it, is the way in which we feed them. So you've come up with this idea that you're going to tell me about right now.
Yes. So it's the no bowl feeding system. Quite frankly, do not feed your cat from a bowl. The cats need to hunt for their prey. They need multiple small meals. So I designed a system to deliver that with dry food and treats. I'm working on a wet food solution. I know that's very important to a lot of people. But what I want everyone to understand is that how you feed your cat is just as important as what you feed your cat. And it's not my science, it's my solution. So you measure the dry food or treats that you feel is best for your cat.
Uh-huh.
Split them between the five no bowls.
And let's explain what these no bowls are.
Yes.
They kind of look like mice.
Yes.
Which is really for us more than anything.
So yes and no. So,
you think?
Yeah. So the body, if you will, mm-hmm. of the no bowl is inside is a plastic container that has some holes on the top.
And the cats maneuver that around to get the food
and
out.
And it is meant to, and then the skin goes over the top. The skin is the mouth shape.
And the good thing about it is the cats can really use their claws.
Now that's what's
and
for the cat.
Pounce on it.
So the design of it is for the cats.
Yes.
In that it rolls in the way that prey rolls. A lot of other available products are round or square, and they don't roll in the trajectory that prey rolls. So this also highlights that for the cat. And just like you said, that skin, if they choose to, mm-hmm. and if they have them, they can use their teeth and claws to interact with the prey. Some cats will pick it up and throw it. I say it's a full-on rodeo. They have a big time with it.
But
other cats
like,
will just roll it.
Yeah, but that full-on rodeo is just the way cats feed outside.
It's just the way
so
cats feed
the
outside.
Good news, in my personal opinion, is that more and more of our cats are being kept indoors. They do live longer, healthier lives that way. But we need to have an enriched life for them. We don't want them to be obese or overweight.
Yeah.
This solution is absolutely wonderful. It also gives them something to do when we're not there. And cats would naturally, they don't sit down like we do and read the paper at 6 o'clock and have their dinner. They do it throughout the day. And sometimes they don't get dinner. So as your cat looks around the house for these and, oh, it's not there anymore, well, that's how it would be if the cat were outside. They don't always get it.
It's okay for them to miss a meal. Now, we need to be careful about that. We don't want to starve them for sure.
No.
But we've overcorrected for that worry. In fact, you brought up 58.2% of the cats in America are overweight or obese. And that number is up 90%. In the past 10 years or so. And that does seem to coincide with bringing them inside. So while we've brought them inside, which we do recommend, we have to bring back to the indoor environment what they're losing from the outdoor environment. And no bowl is the best way to do that, to give them all of that feeding experience, the hunting, the interaction. Another great thing, in nature, cats spend 60 to 80% of their waking hours just seeking their food. So they need to be walking around,
roaming
around,
looking
for it.
That's what I'm referring to, right. So for further information about No Bowl,
check us out at www.nobowlcat.com. And if you're interested in the science, we've got loads and loads of the science available on the website for you to check it out.
Yep. Excellent. Dr. Elizabeth Bales, as I said, brilliant idea. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's nobowlcat.com. Does that make sense? Nobowlcat.com. And when you check out, if you want to benefit all cats or help all cats, a contribution will be made to the nonprofit Win Feline Foundation, which supports cat health studies. If there's a promo code, and it's if you type in cats win, then all cats indeed will win.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when
muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah. We're keeping it real.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. I think I said that right. In Florida, Becky, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, sometimes I forget my phone number, though. I mean, have you ever asked anyone for their phone number and they have to actually look at their cell phone to see what their phone number is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's common these days because we don't. So most people don't even know numbers of like their five best friends. It's like automatically.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's
because you got all the numbers in your cell phone, so you don't waste the brain space anymore.
Well, hopefully that brain space is being used for something else. I may be the exception to that rule, however, because I don't have much space there in the first place. But that's all beside the point. How can I help you?
Well, I have a German Shepherd, and I got him as a seven-week-old puppy.
Oh.
And the people I got him from told me to go to the dollar store and buy him some slippers to chew on. So at first, it took me a month to get him to stop biting your feet.
Sure.
But now, you know, he jumps up with his... He's constantly clawing at you with his paws, and it's because he wants attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you're petting him, he'll bite at your hand.
How old is how old's the dog now?
He's 4 months.
Oh, he's still young. So what do you do when your dog does this?
I say in a stern voice, no. And about 2 weeks ago, I got one of those shock collars.
Oh!
And if he's really bad, I'll give him the beep. I rarely shock him. It's got a beep, a shock, and a vibration.
Yeah,
and I go to the beep first.
Yeah.
And that usually, if I can't find the remote for it, you can pick up anything about that size.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that's what it is. So he just goes, you know, he minds good with that.
Yeah, but I'm not, I'm totally, totally not a fan of doing that.
I don't shock him unless he's being really, really bad.
And
the beep and the vibration don't work.
Okay. So do you have any kids?
So, yes, but they're grown.
Okay. So when your kids were young, when they did things you didn't want them to do,
I wouldn't shock them.
Right. You know, and they may have been intentionally being bad. Dogs rarely intentionally be bad. Sometimes they do things for attention that they know will attract our attention, but they don't cognitively think, I'm going to do this, which I know she doesn't like, which is bad. What they cognitively think is, here's a way to get the attention because I love attention. Dogs are not bad just to be bad. Ever. Number one. Number two, you have a baby. And
yes,
babies don't know things unless we teach
them
things.
That's what I keep telling my friends. He's just a baby.
That's right.
Give him a break.
Yeah. So also a baby that got off to the wrong foot, so to speak, because you taught your dog to do some of these things that your dog is doing. So in a way, it's kind of your fault, or at least that person who told you to do this. So
I didn't do it.
Good.
I knew better than that.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's insane.
Okay, it is.
In fact, I told them, if you guys are breeders, that's the dumbest thing you can do.
You're totally right. However,
told me go to the dollar store and get slippers, but
the dollar store
has toys for dogs.
That's right. That's totally right. So I'm glad you didn't do that, but to shock a little baby, and that's what puppies are, to me is inhumane and doesn't teach them what to do. So with some luck, maybe you're teaching the dog what not to do, but you're never using that approach, teaching the dog what you do want your dog to do. So dogs need to chew. Little puppies need to chew. They need to chew.
My living room looks like when I had kids, the floor's full of toys.
So, too many isn't a good thing either, because then they kind of become boring. So rotate the toys and make sure they are safe. So not the nylon plasticky kinds of toys, but kinds of toys that the dog can't ingest any part of. So make sure they're safe toys. And
I watch them very close. I give them stuffed animals. The first one he ever had was a pillow that unfolded to, I think it's a pink sheep or something.
Okay.
But I always tell him, if you wreck that, Mama's going to have to throw it away. And his favorite ones, he is so very careful with, except he had this dinosaur that he tore the leg the other day, and it was his favorite toy. I'm kind of reluctant to throw it away.
All right.
I get sold first.
Right, right.
I watch them very close.
Good. All right. So you
don't want them getting any of the stuffing down. And I saw a program on TV that this little dog ate a quilt.
Oh.
And then he had to have surgery.
Sure.
To unblock his intestines because it got all stuffed up in there.
All right, so we're getting off.
Yeah, I'm really careful with that.
Good, I'm glad you are. But we're getting off sort of the point that I want to make, which is don't use a shock collar on any dog. Don't use a shock collar on a puppy, especially a puppy. Please, I implore you, if this dog is your best friend and you're raising the dog, dogs are not little kids, but if in any way you're raising the dog like a kid, you wouldn't do this with little kids. There's no reason to do it to a dog.
Right.
I don't see any upside, and you're not teaching your dog anything.
Well, I try to teach him what I want him to do.
Good, but the shock collar doesn't do that.
Once I stop him from...
But the shock collar doesn't do that. You could stop him probably by clapping your hands. You don't need to shock a little puppy. Please.
Well, I usually use the beep, and that's enough.
Well, usually,
he hears that beep,
I'm not.
And he knows.
Listen, I don't want to argue with you. I'm not happy with usually. I keep saying it over and over. So you hear what I'm saying? Don't shock your dog. Okay.
I understand.
Okay, but what is that the question you asked or wanted to ask about?
No, I want to know how to stop him from biting at your hands. I mean, my arm looked like I was in a war. I mean, it was all scratched and scabs from blood.
Yeah, okay,
and,
so,
you know,
sure. So your puppies do this for lots of different reasons. So puppies do this because they don't have and or aren't encouraged to chew on the right toys. So you really need something that your dog can safely chew on. A stuffed animal doesn't do it for a dog. They could have fun. They play with these things. However,
well, he's got rawhide.
Let me answer the question.
Okay,
He may have all this. That may not be the issue with you. I'm just saying in general... That's one thing,
mm-hmm.
All right? And for you,
okay.
As you point out, that's probably not the case. Your dog, I believe you, has lots of opportunities to chew on appropriate items and is encouraged when your dog chews on those items. Also, what your dog wants may be attention. So if you're giving your dog even negative attention for jumping up and chewing on you and acting like that, that mm-hmm. can be actually encouraging your dog. Dogs need outlets. It may be that your dog isn't getting enough exercise mentally, but especially physical exercise. It's a little puppy, needs a lot of exercise. Again, I'm not saying what is the case for you. I am just saying these are explanations for this. Another is that you're not communicating as well to your dog as you think you are about what to do and what not to do, and also consider it that your dog, though at the tail end of this, was teething. And if your dog has gotten entrenched into this behavior, you know, all dogs need to chew on things. Puppies especially need to chew on things, but especially when they're teething, just like little babies
mm-hmm.
do. They, you know, so keeping a toy in the freezer, for example, can help the teeth to feel better as well as to give the dog something to chew on. Again, your dog at the age you described is at the very, very tail end of this, but it could still help. And also, I wonder if your dog is entrenched in the behavior as a result. So no matter what is the case here, no matter which of those boxes we check, you need some help. And what I cannot do is specifically help you over the phone because I can't see your dog, I can't see you, and I cannot see how you interact with the dog. But what
mm-hmm.
can happen is a qualified dog trainer using positive reinforcement training or a certified animal behavior consultant, and I can tell you how to find one of those in a moment, they can come to you, visit you, or you can go to them. Puppy classes, incidentally, I'm a huge fan of. And they can say, okay, here's what I would do if I were you, knowing you and knowing your dog. And for further information about finding a certified animal behavior consultant, it's International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. That's IAABC.org, IAABC.org. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, next week on the show, for all our European listeners, how many of those do we have? Two? Three? Well, it really is going to be a problem now in Europe, I read. Increased number of Lyme disease cases. But here at home in America, it's crazy. You know, veterinary parasitologists are now calling it an epidemic. And we'll talk about that next week on the program.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, our two cats like to drink from the fishbowl rather than their water bowl. We're wondering if this is why our fish are dying. This is real. Recently, we replaced the fish. The cats immediately went back to drinking from the fishbowl, and the fish died within a week. Do you have any suggestions? I don't know why the fish are dying. I'm presuming the fish are not, the cat is not responsible for feasting kind of hors d'oeuvres there. If they're eating the fish, obviously that explains what's going on. I'm thinking that's not the case. Now, I checked with some fish experts, which I am not, and they said that if the cat is just drinking from the bowl, unless the cat is gargling with the fish, the bacteria, which are significant in feline mouths, are probably not affecting the water. If it's filtrated water, big if, that's not the issue. However, lots of people keep goldfish, if that's what we're talking about, in just bowls. And that's not good for the goldfish anyway. And that might explain the problem you're having with goldfish. Or, by the way, they should be in an aerated bowl. If you want just a bowl and you say, okay, we can't afford or don't want to deal with aeration, you know, those pumps and all that sort of thing, then a betta fish is a better choice for you. But that issue aside, it's not the bacteria from the cat's mouth that's likely killing or even harming the fish in any way if you have an aerated tank. If you don't, then it could be a factor, but probably isn't killing the fish so fast either. Are they getting fish heart attacks by seeing the cat? Probably not the case, according to an aquarist I spoke to. So what's going on there? I can't say, but I can say it isn't very good for the cat either to be drinking out of the fishbowl necessarily. So clearly the fish are not enjoying this activity. It's probably not good for the cat, so let's stop the activity. So if you can, put the fishbowl where the cat cannot get to it. If you need to, you could put up some empty soda cans around the fishbowl. So when the cat jumps up there and knocks down the soda cans, one of two things will happen. Either the cat will become afraid and not jump up there again, or the cat will think, oh, this is a fun game. I like knocking down those things, which is the case for many cats. But it's an attempt. If not, you could use a scat mat, and it does offer a little shock to the cat for when the cat jumps up there, so the cat says, ouch. A better idea for me is to take something with little nubbies on it, like a car mat, you know, and turn it upside down. And cats don't like to feel little nubbies on their paws. So the cat will jump up there and then jump right back down and probably won't jump up there more than once or twice before thinking, ah, geez, forget about it. But again, best idea is to move the fishbowl where the cat cannot get to it. Meanwhile, if your cat likes to drink from there, I wonder why, right? So let's provide one of those drinking fountains for cats, of which now there are literally hundreds and hundreds of choices online. And many pet stores, if not most pet stores, actually sell those. All kinds of price points, and I think they're a good idea as well. You can email me your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. So what does your pet do when you're not there? That is the eternal question, right? Maybe ordering in pizza? Find out. Well, now using technology, we can easily find out and also keep track in a better way of what our pets are doing with us. Dr. Teresa DePorter will explain next.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter is here to talk about what our dogs are doing when we're not watching them and what they're doing even at times when we think we're watching them. We're watching them, but we may not be watching for the right things. And there's equipment now that can help us do this.
Yes. There are a lot of new ways and new technology to look at what people do. So there's often folks are wearing a Fitbit themselves to monitor their own activity. This kind of new technology is coming to the pet world. So we can now look at ways to monitor what our pets do when we're there and when we're not there.
Why does it matter? So how many steps our dogs take? But this goes even beyond. Some of the technology is really fascinating because it goes beyond how many steps the dog takes.
Yes.
But how accurate is this technology, and why do we need to know how many steps our dogs are taking?
Well, certainly medical care and behavioral well-being is going to look at what the pet's exercise is, what their fitness is, and subtle changes in behavior can be reflective of a change in health, whether that's a lameness or an osteoarthritis condition or an anxiety condition.
Well, of course, our dogs can't tell us that they're not feeling quite right. So if we see, sometimes we may not notice. I mean, would you notice that your dog is not moving around the house as much? Maybe not. Maybe you would, but maybe you wouldn't.
A lot of people would notice in some of the extremes of behavior. An animal may hide and not come out. I mean, you know, there's a storm or a noise, so they go hide in the closet and don't come out for a number of hours. Most people are going to notice that.
Sure.
Another dog that manifests their anxiety by pacing and being very frantic, a dog that's running around the room knocking things over, people are also going to notice that. The little steps in between may not be as obvious.
Right, and that's what I'm referring to. And that's where this equipment, in part, could come in. But could it also be used, all right, I want to put my pet on a diet, because half our pets are overweight or obese, so I want to put our pet on a diet. But just like with people, it's not only a matter of intake of food, it's exercise.
Yes, and some of the monitoring devices will let you set goals so that you can identify how much you would like the pet to exercise and see by looking at the monitor, looking at your computer, your app on your phone, did the dog meet the exercise goals you set for him?
Now, is this tender question here, but is this, at the end of the day, also good for us? Because if your dog is getting out and walking more, your dog's not doing that in the yard. For the most part, you put a dog out in the yard, if there's no other dog or person to interact with, the dog will either bark at the fence and cause problems or dig under it or go to sleep.
Right.
So it's then about you taking a walk with your dog, and that's good for all of us.
Getting out and doing some exercise and monitoring that together. The other thing that's interesting, we start looking at steps taken and how much activity there is, it may or may not tell us the quality of that activity. So a dog that is going on a walk and feeling good and sniffing the grass and looking at the birds, that dog may have a certain number of steps that show up on the monitor. Another dog that is frantic and terrified and pacing around the home may also show a large amount of activity, but that quality and that life experience becomes very important.
What about time of day? So if the dog is active when we know the dog is active, because we're with the dog, but we don't know what's happening unless you have some TV camera set up, and people do now.
Right.
But we don't know what that dog is doing necessarily when we're not watching.
Absolutely. I had an interesting case recently. It was a 16-year-old dog that was doing a lot of pacing and was very upset by noises. And when people would come to the house, this elderly dog was pacing and frantic for even 48 hours after the people were gone. So we determined that probably some of the smells in the house, the changes were upsetting to this dog. So we put a voice collar on this dog to monitor what was going on with her activity. Looked at one of the first reviews on a recheck, and we noticed one day had a spike. One day the dog had walked 15 miles in one day.
In the house?
In the house. Because I asked the owner about this particular day, and she says, well, I didn't walk her that day. We were at a wedding. And so this dog had been left home alone in a confined dining room, living room portion of the home, and in that period of time walked 15 miles. Other days, with the exercise they were paying the pet sitter to do, the average was 5 to 6 miles per day for what this dog would do.
Yeah, so good for the heart, but bad really, because this dog was anxious going back and forth and back and forth. What are some of the products that are out there now?
There are a number of collars out. One is called Vetrex. This is a collar that is being produced by a company called Eglotica in cooperation with Hill's Pet Nutrition. This collar is a little bit unique in that it will also determine patterns of activity such as scratching or shaking. They're looking at very complicated algorithms of behavior.
Well, I know there's much more of this to come. This is only the beginning of all this with this technology. So it's technology has come to our pets. Dr. DePorter, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.